Forgive and forget is not a Christian saying. What is more apropos of Lent is forgive and remember. Never forget. Never forget that you are weak. Never forget that at times you are strong. Never forget what it's like to suffer when someone misunderstands you and when someone has as the goal of his life to ruin your life. Remember, because when we remember, we can understand what it's like when we hurt others. We can sympathize and empathize. Our hearts can grow tender because we know what it's like and we don't forget what our goal is. This year, the year of mercy, which Pope Francis has given us, reminds us that when the Lord came to save us, mostly from ourselves, our dysfunctional choices and behavior, because nothing hurts us as much as the way we hurt ourselves. That in the year of mercy, the Lord said, the goal of fasting is for you to have a better, more enjoyable life. St. John Chrysostom says, be ashamed, not when you repent, but when you sin. Don't be sorry when you finally realize what you have done. Be sorry when you're doing it. To be aware of the dysfunctional choices in our life is one of the gifts of Great Lent. Because when we fast, we take away something that's important so that we might understand what is important in our life. We reflect on our lives and think, because without thinking, we are often called to repeat the same behavior again and again and again. Forgiveness for the Christian is not about forgetfulness. It's about remembering. When Jesus rose from the dead, the wounds that he suffered at the hands of people were still visible. When he forgave those who hurt him, he was still being crucified, the nails were still in his body, and he was still dying. Forgiveness doesn't mean waiting for someone to be sorry. Forgiveness doesn't mean saying what you did is okay. Forgiveness is about you fighting for your freedom and not giving evil a chance to grow in your life, where it preoccupies your time and your energy long after the evil deed has been done. And sometimes we even blame people who have died for our life because we refuse to forgive. Winston Churchill had a great saying. He said, when you're going through hell, keep going. When you're suffering because you're misunderstood, because you're hurt, it's very easy to pitch a tent, lick your wounds, and complain how someone hurt you, how someone misunderstood you, how you were a victim of injustice, which all is true. But for God's sake, be a man, be a woman, grow up, move on, live your life. Do you want someone else to write your biography, or do you want to write your life by doing your decisions and making your choices? Yes, you have been hurt. Never forget that. Protect yourself if you need to. Call the police if you need to. But don't take home the garbage that people throw at you, and don't repeat the bad things that people say about you. Let them go, give them to God, lick your wounds, and remember to live your life. Christ told us, Remember that I gave my life for you when you could care less about me and about yourself. And when we do that, we're able to say, I make choices for my life. What you did hurt me. The pain may be with me for years, but I have no time to spend thinking and giving evil more time than it needs. I'm a busy person. I want to live my life for the people that love me. I will pray for the people that hurt me and let them make the decisions about their life. No one will tell me how to live my life. Forgiveness is about forgiving and remembering that you're a child of God, a child who has freedom, and a child who makes their own decisions of how they live. We may be wounded, but we will rise with Christ and live with him for the benefit of ourselves and the benefit of everyone, even for the people that hurt us. Slava Isusu Christu.